And a very pleasant good morning. I'm Steve Brown, welcoming you into the WGTD Radio Theater. We're coming to you live from the Southwest Library here in Kenosha, Wisconsin. This is show number 120, and this is our 15th season. Today we bring you a doubleheader, Nick and Nora Charles and the Thin Man, and also another chapter of yours truly, Johnny Dollar. As always, support for the WGTD Radio Theater comes from the Kenosha Law Firm of Aliyah, Dumay, and McTernan, on the web at addmlaw.com, and also from the Kenosha Public Library, where Kenosha connects at all four branches, Northside, Uptown, Simmons, and right here at the Southwest Branch, on the web at mykpl.info. And finally, the WGTD Radio Theater is supported by the not-for-profit Brown Ostrup Performing Arts Foundation, located in the village of Salem Lakes, Wisconsin, on the web at brownostrupfoundation.org. And before we begin today's blockbuster detective story, we're proud to announce that the WGTD Radio Theater has just won two first place awards of excellence from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and one second place award, and also two national awards by the Audio Fiction and Arts Festival for the entire 2018 radio season. And now join us for another installment of Nick and Nora Charles here on the WGTD Radio Theater. Well, we're at the fashionable downtown Stella Hotel in their nicely appointed dining room. From the bar comes a good-looking, suave gentleman, all casual, world-wise, Mr. Nick Charles, a well-known private detective played by 91-player star Joe Van Hulley, and he's waiting for his charming and oh-so-smart and witty wife, Mrs. Nora Charles, portrayed by Susan Lean, who also has her private detective's license with the state. As they take their place at their usual reserved table, a young girl on the other side of the room recognizes both of them, and she hurries over.
Aren't you Mr. Nick Charles and Mrs. Nora Charles, the detectives?
Yes, I'm Nick Charles.
Right, on both counts, Nora Charles here.
I thought I recognized both of you. My name is Dorothy Wyatt.
Oh, yes? How do you do?
Do you mind if I sit down a while?
That's perfectly fine with us.
And your name again is?
Dorothy Wyatt. I'm Clyde Wyatt's daughter.
Clyde Wyatt. Oh, yes, of course. I handled a case for him a few years ago.
Oh, yes, I know. That's why I want to speak to you now.
Well, I'm not practicing anymore, Miss Wyatt. You see, I retired. Well, kind of retired.
Actually, Miss Wyatt, I'm handling most of the cases now. Nick is working on a new book and movie deal with novelist Dashiell Hammett.
Oh, I need your help. Both of you.
Oh, what seems to be the trouble?
Oh, Mrs. Charles, it's Dad. He went away about 3 months ago, and I haven't heard from him. Not a word. Oh, I'm worried sick.
Miss Wyatt, maybe he's just traveling on some job assignment.
Yes, but never for 3 months.
Did you see him before he left?
No, Mr. McCauley was the only one he spoke to. Well, McCauley and Julia Wolf. She's Dad's secretary.
Julia Wolf. Oh, yes, I believe I met her. And McCauley is your father's lawyer, isn't he?
Yes.
His lawyer and his secretary both spoke to him before he left. But no one knows where he went.
No, he wouldn't tell them.
What about your mother? He wouldn't tell her either?
No, and Mother and Dad, well, they haven't seen each other for some time.
Why don't you speak to McCauley?
Oh, okay, well, I'll call him now.
Excellent. Let me know how it turns out, will you?
Of course. Well, I'll be back in a few minutes.
We'll be here.
Esther, come here. Come back here this instant.
Madam, you can't bring that dog in here. Dogs aren't allowed. I'm sorry, but
I'll get him. Esther, come here, boy. Here, down, boy,
Madam,
down.
Madam, it isn't only your dog. If we allowed everyone, please, lady.
Oh, here you are.
Asta, quiet, boy, quiet.
I think the doorman's mad at me.
Madam, I'm afraid you have to take the dog outside.
It's all right, Joe. It's my dog, and it's my wife.
You might have mentioned me first.
But, Mr. Charles, are you sure that's, you know...
Of course I'm sure. He's well-trained. He'll behave himself. Joe, here's a 20, okay?
Mr. Charles, well, enjoy your dinner. Is there anything else I can do for you and Mrs. Charles?
No, thanks, Joe. That certainly shut down that problem.
You see, dear, what an influential husband you've got.
You do have a certain standing with Dorman. About $20 worth.
Oh, Mr. Charles?
Yes, Dorothy?
Oh, may I introduce my fiancé, Andy
How do you do?
Reed? Mr. Charles.
Well, how do you do?
How do you do, sir?
Oh, I beg your pardon. Miss Wyatt? Mr. Reed? Let me introduce my wife, Nora.
How do you do?
Oh, I'm so sorry. We have to rush. You'll excuse us, Mrs. Charles?
Of course.
We're staying at the Stella Hotel for a couple of weeks. Why don't you drop around for cocktails?
Well, thanks. We will. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, sir. Goodbye, Mrs. Charles.
Goodbye. So, Nicky, just who is Dorothy?
Dorothy Wyatt, daughter of Clyde Wyatt. I was working on a case for her father. Some nut wanted to kill him.
Charming. What's the matter now?
Wyatt's disappeared. Dorothy's afraid something happened to him.
Has anything happened to him?
My darling wife, how do I know? Funny, though, that secretary of his ought to know something.
Secretaries usually do. Who is she?
Julia Wolf. Smart girl, Julia. I always suspected she had some kind of hold on Wyatt. That's why he kept her on.
Maybe you ought to give her a ring.
What for?
Oh, just to say hello.
Maybe.
Want a nickel?
No, I've got one. I'll be right back. Hello, operator? I want Skylar 40962. No, Skylar. That's right, 40962.
Hello? Yes, Julia Wolf speaking. Who? Oh, well, hello, Mr. Charles. Yes, well, what was it you wanted to... Oh, no, I don't. He didn't tell me, not a word. I'm sorry. That's all right. Goodbye. Morelli.
Coming. Well, who was that?
Nick Charles.
The detective?
He wanted to know where Wyatt was.
Oh, yeah? Why?
He didn't say.
Did anyone see Wyatt come here that night? The night you and him had that scrap?
I don't know.
Oh, no? Well, I guess I'll scram.
Wait a minute, Morelli. Where are you going?
Oh, taking a little stroll, that's all. If Nick and Charles's little wifey, Nora, are going to pop up around here, I want to be far away when they do.
Oh, don't be a fool, Morelli.
Fool, huh? Hey, listen, sister. I got a record, and I ain't itching to come face to face with no private gumshoes and fancy clothes like them two. Especially that Mrs. Charles.
Now sit down, Morelli. Cool your heels. You need money, don't you?
Sure. What about it? You got some?
Plenty. I'm Wyatt's secretary.
Oh, yeah? What do you mean by that?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Your friends here serve good dinners, Nick.
Mm-hmm. They're all right.
You still didn't tell me what Julia Wolf had to say.
Nothing. She didn't know where he was off. That's all. Finished?
Finished. All done.
Let's get out of here. We'll grab a cab and get back to the hotel.
Here we are, Nicky. Back at the hotel.
Oh. Yeah, that's good.
Uh-huh. How many drinks have you had?
6 martinis. All dry. On the rocks. Double green olives. Stuffed with that great Wisconsin blue cheese.
You're stuffed all right.
Now, let's not become unruly.
Hello? Hello? Asta, be quiet, stop it. Hello? Yes, who is it? Oh, he is? I see. Okay, thank you.
Who is it?
It's Mr. McCauley. He's on his way up.
McCauley? I wonder what he wants.
Isn't he Wyatt's lawyer?
Yes.
Maybe he's got some news.
Maybe so. Say, can I have a Tom Collins, sweetie?
No. I'll get it.
Hello, ma'am. I was wondering if... Rather, I was just stopping by.
I'm Mrs. Charles. Come in, Mr. McCauley.
Hello, McCauley.
Hello, Charles. How are you?
Fine. Sit down.
Thanks. Hey, Dorothy told me you were here, and, well, I took the liberty of coming to see you.
Of course.
Charles, what's Mimi up to?
Huh? Oh, Dorothy's mother. Does she have to be up to something?
She usually is. I wanted to find out if you were sleuthing for her.
I haven't been a detective for 4 years.
You don't say.
What's all the fuss about? I mean, is Wyatt in hiding?
You know as much about it as I do. He sends word through Julia Wolf when he wants money. I give it to her and she gives it to me. Or gives it to him.
got it. Hello? Oh, just a moment. It's for you, Mr. McCauley. Your office.
Oh, thank you. Hello. What? He is? Well, where is he? Very well. Well, he's back in town.
Mr. Wyatt?
Yes, thank heaven. He's waiting for me now. Well, I've got to be off. Goodbye, Mrs. Charles. Goodbye, Charles.
So long.
Bye. Bye.
Hello? Speaking. Oh, hello, Dorothy. What? What? When? Oh, I see. Well, yes, of course, I'll be there.
What is it, darling? Darling, what is it?
Julia Wolf has just been murdered.
An hour has gone by since Nick heard about the murder of Julia Wolf in the living room of their suite at the hotel. Nick and Nora are listening to the radio. A news reporter is broadcasting the latest development in the case.
And here's the latest news of the Julia Wolf murder. The police have found out that the beautiful blonde secretary was the gangster's girl and is spreading the dragnet for one Joe Morelli, said to be hiding out somewhere in the city. In Paris today, the Chamber of Deputies...
Never mind the Chamber of Deputies. Morelli, that's what I want to know about. Well, did you get any more information out of police headquarters?
Julia Wolf was shot and killed about 9 or 9:30. Body discovered on the floor of the living room a little after 11.
Who discovered it?
This will surprise you. Mimi Wyatt.
Dorothy's mother?
Yeah.
What was she doing there?
I don't know.
Where's Clyde Wyatt?
Still missing.
Missing? But McCauley was going to see him. They had an appointment.
I spoke to McCauley. Wyatt never showed up. Nobody knows where he is.
It's going to be pretty tough on Dorothy, isn't it?
Why is that, my dear?
It very nearly looks as if Clyde Wyatt skipped one appointment to keep another with Julia Wolf.
You think he killed her?
Oh, it's just a guess. Anyway, it sounds like an interesting case. Wouldn't you like to take it?
I haven't the time. I'm much too busy seeing that you don't lose any of the money I married you for.
Sounds like a good case. Girl mysteriously murdered. They haven't found any clues yet. No gun, no fingerprints.
I wonder if they... I don't want anything about it. That's Dorothy. She said she wanted to see me. Come here, Dorothy.
Thank you. Is anyone else here?
Hello, Dorothy. Have a seat.
Oh, I'm so sorry for breaking in on you like this.
That's all right. We're used to it.
Anything wrong?
Just Julia Wolf is dead.
Yes, we know that.
And here's the gun she was shot with.
What are you trying to tell me? You did it?
Yes. She kept me from seeing my father. I went down there to ask her where he was, and she wouldn't tell me. I shot her.
Where did you hit her?
Why... In the heart. Where else?
Pretty good shot you are. What did she do?
She fell down.
Did she make any sound?
I don't know.
Which way did she fall?
She fell over backwards.
Oh, well, people fall toward a shot, you know, not back from it. I knew you were lying. Come on now, straighten up. Where did you get this gun?
I bought it in a pawn shop.
I thought so. Why did you say you did it? Why'd you say you did it? I mean, who do you try to shield?
Please don't ask me.
You've got to tell me.
Nick, let me handle this, will you? Dorothy, look at me. You were trying to shield your mother, weren't you?
No.
Your father, then, Dorothy?
Yes. Yes, my father.
Why do you think he did it?
Well, Mother was the first one to find Julia Wolf, and she found something in Julia's hand, and then she took
it. What was it?
It was a watch chain. It belonged to my father.
So you think your father did it?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Did your mother turn the chain over to the police?
No. No, she kept it. She didn't tell them anything about it.
But she showed it to you.
Yes.
Why did your mother go to Julia Wolf's apartment in the first place?
Well, she went to ask for money.
Money again, huh? Yes? Oh, why? Have them come up, please.
Who is it?
Dorothy. I wonder if you wouldn't mind waiting in the bedroom?
Oh, of course.
It'll only be a minute.
Well, Nick?
It's Mimi Wyatt.
Alone?
She's never alone. Dorothy's brother's with her. Screwy college kid. And some guy by the name of Chris Jorgensen.
Jorgensen? Who's he?
Yeah, well, when Carly told me about him, I think he's after Mimi's dog.
But she hasn't any.
Maybe that's why she wanted to get some from Julia. I'll get it. Hello?
Nick, how are you?
Well, fine. Come in, Mimi.
Thank you. This is my son, Gilbert.
How are you?
Very well. Thank you.
And this is Chris Jorgensen. He's an old friend of mine.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Sit down. This is my wife.
Nice to meet you.
Mrs. Wyatt, Gilbert's wife, and Mr. Jorgensen.
How do you do?
Well, Mimi?
I've never been in such a state in my life.
Really?
Dear, it was terrible. I walked in and there she was, lying dead on the floor.
I meant to ask you, Mother. Was there much blood?
Gilbert, don't be so morbid.
You know, Mr. Charles, I formed a theory about this already.
That's so?
In my opinion, the man who did
Gilbert, this... Gilbert, you don't know anything about it.
Oh, but I do.
Be quiet.
You were saying, Mrs. Wyatt?
Clyde Wyatt's crazy. Absolutely crazy to stay away at a time like this. No wonder the police think he has something to do with it.
What do you think?
Oh, I don't know. I have something very important to tell him. Macaulay won't help at all. He thinks I just want money.
Well, don't you?
Oh, Nick, you're always teasing.
Mrs. Wyatt, were you alone when you found Julia Wolfe?
Why, of course I was.
Was it Mr. Jorgensen with you?
Certainly not. I don't know anything about it.
We have to find Clyde. And that's why I've come to both of you, Mr. and Mrs. Charles. You will help me find Clyde, won't you?
I'm afraid we can't, Mimi.
Oh, Nick, please.
Now, Mimi, there are 1,000 detectives in New York.
But he knows you.
I'm sorry, I tell you again, we don't want any part of it.
Is that final?
Final.
You heard her. Final.
Well, if that's the way you both feel.
He'll turn up. You just help all you can. Give the police every possible assistance.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, nothing in particular.
Oh, well, we'll say good night.
Good night. Sorry we can't help you, Mimi.
Nick?
Hmm?
Did you hear a knock?
What?
You want to answer it, Nick?
Oh, good Lord.
All right, stay in bed. I'll do it myself. Well?
Is Mr. Charles here?
Yes.
I gotta talk to him right away.
What about?
What's going on?
There's someone here to see you, Nick.
Oh, that's great. I was afraid I'd have to go to sleep. Come in.
Yeah?
How about a chair?
Stay where you both are. I got you covered, so don't move.
A stick-up?
Nah, it ain't a stick-up. I gotta talk to you, Mr. Charles.
Do you mind putting that gun away? My wife doesn't care, but I'm in a delicate condition. Thank you. All right, shoot. I mean, what's on your mind?
You don't need to tell me you're tough. I heard about you. I'm Morelli.
Oh, okay, Morelli.
I didn't knock Julia off.
All right, it didn't.
I haven't seen her in 3 months. We were all washed up.
Why tell me?
I wouldn't have any reason to hurt her, but that dirty little Nunheim... He got sore because I clicked with her, and he didn't. So he put the finger on me.
Well, that's all swell. Only you're peddling your fish in the wrong market. I've got nothing to do with it.
Listen, Studsy Burke told me that you used to be okay. So that's why I'm here.
How is Studsy? I didn't know he was out of the stir.
Hey, he's all right. But listen, what's the law doing to me? Do they think I did it, or is it just something else they want to pin on me?
I'd tell you if I knew, but I'm not in this. Ask the police.
Those boys in blue would like to have me come in and ask questions. They do it right down to the end of their blackjacks. I come to you on the level.
If I knew anything, I'd tell you.
What's that?
I don't know. This is your party.
Open up, police.
The police? Why, you dirty two-timey...
Nick, look out!
I'll take that gun.
Thanks, officer. You almost had me.
Get some water, Sergeant.
Nora, you all right? Nora.
I'm Inspector Gale of the Homicide Bureau.
You're in a good place, Inspector.
Who's that woman on the floor?
My wife.
This guy shoot her?
No, he tried to shoot me. I pushed him out of the way, out of the line of fire. Nora.
Oh.
Look at me, Nora. You all right, darling?
Oh, you darn fool. You didn't have to push me so hard. I knew you'd take him, but I wanted to see you do it.
Yeah, she's all right.
Well, that's good to hear. Okay, Morelli, you are out of here.
Say, Inspector Guild, how do you people happen to pop in?
We hear this is getting to be sort of a meeting place for the Wyatt family. So we figure we'll just stick around in case the old man himself shows up. Then we see Morelli sneak in and we decide to come up. And pretty lucky for you.
Yes, I might not have been shot.
Morelli a friend of yours?
I never saw him before.
What's he want of you?
Wanted to tell me he didn't kill Julia Wolf.
What's that to you?
Nothing.
What did he think it was to
Ask
you?
Him. I don't know.
I'm asking you.
Keep on asking.
Oh, so you're gonna keep mum, huh? All right, Mr. Charles. I won't bother you tonight, but I'll be back tomorrow morning. Good night.
Nick, wake up. It's Saturday morning. Almost time for lunch.
Oh, yeah.
Look, here's a telegram for you. It just came.
Open it, will you? Probably somebody who needs money. Probably my side of the family, as usual.
Nick!
What is it?
It's from Clyde Wyatt. Listen, will you take charge of investigation on Julia Wolf murder? Communicate with Herbert McCauley, signed Clyde Wyatt.
Where's it from?
Philadelphia. Then he didn't do it, did he, Nick?
I don't know. Communicate with McCauley, huh? All right. We'll ask him up here this morning. There you are, McCauley. What do you think?
So he wants you to handle the case, huh? Well, what are the chances of getting you to do what he wants?
Very slim. Very slim.
I wish you would, Mr. Charles. Would it help any if I could persuade him to meet you?
Well, it might.
I'll get word to him, then.
Yes? Just a minute. It's for you, Mr. McCauley, Police Department.
Police Department? Hello? Where? In Allentown? Yes, but when is the next train? Right, I'll get that.
Well?
It's Wyatt. They want me to come down and identify him. They say it's suicide. Looks like an admission of guilt. I'm sorry to have wasted so much of your time, but you'll excuse me, won't you?
Of course.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Well, that's that.
What's the matter with you?
The mystery's all gone, and I wanted you to find out who done it.
Maybe I will.
But Wyatt...
I don't believe he did it.
Why don't you?
No reason, just a hunch. But I'm going to find out. As Sherlock Holmes would say, come on, Watson, the game's afoot. Let's go talk to Inspector Guild.
Mr. and Mrs. Charles, are you two working on this case now?
Well?
I'll tell you this, Inspector, we are interested.
Well, I don't mind telling both of you. I'd rather have you working with us than against us.
So would we.
It's a bargain, then. Anything you want to know?
What about the suicide?
Oh, that's a phony. The men didn't even have to go down.
I thought it might be. From now on, they're going to think that every thin man over 6 feet with white hair is Wyatt.
Do you think Wyatt did it?
Looks like he planned something. He shut up his apartment and his shop, but there's nothing yet to cinch it.
50 will get you 100, then he didn't do it.
Who's your candidate?
I haven't got that far yet. But I don't think everything points to Wyatt. What about all the suspects?
We had to let them all go.
I'm not sure what to do now.
I know exactly what to do.
What is it?
Yeah, Nora, what's up?
I think it's time that we solve this mystery. Maestro, music, please.
So, Nora, if we're going to get the real murderer, I've got an idea. Want to hear what I think we should do?
Yes, of course, Nikki.
Got a nice evening dress?
I've got a Lulu. Why?
Because we're going to give a party and invite all the suspects.
The suspects? They won't come.
Oh, they'll come. I'll have Guild issue the invitations.
Good evening, everybody.
Hi. Hello. Hello.
Nora Charles, what is the meaning of this?
The meaning of what, Mimi?
Why were we all rounded up like common criminals and brought to the city?
Will everyone please be seated? Dorothy, please, sit right here. Here.
Andy, next to her, please.
Oh, but Mr. Charles,
please.
Very well.
Mimi, on the other side of Andy and Mr. Jorgensen, over there, please.
You're very kind, Mr. Charles.
Not at all. Mr. McCauley, next.
Of course.
Morelli?
Yeah.
Right where you are.
Say, listen.
Sit down.
Okay, I will.
And Gilbert, you can just sit right there. Inspector Guild, you and your men will stand by the door, please.
Sure.
Fine. Honora, you'll sit there by me.
You give such charming parties, Mr. Charles.
Thank you, Mrs. Charles. Now we're all ready to begin.
Could you please pass the celery, Mrs. Wyatt?
No, I will not. I demand to know why we are here.
Before dinner? All right, I've got some very important news. I've seen Wyatt.
You did?
That's nothing, Inspector. I saw him myself.
You did? Oh, where?
Last night. He came to see me at my apartment.
Oh, did he? What did he say?
He didn't say very much. Wanted to know how I was and how the children were.
I'm afraid you're lying, Mimi. You see, Nora and I really did see Wyatt last night.
Are you kidding?
No, we really did, Inspector.
Why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you hold him?
Because we found out for certain that he didn't commit the murders.
What?
Hold on, let her speak.
Thank you, Inspector. Well, Morelli, you knew Julia. Was she jipping Wyatt, taking dough on the sly?
She don't say she is, but I figure she is, yeah.
Thank you. Now, let me tell you how we know Wyatt didn't commit those murders. 3 months ago, Wyatt found out that Julia was cheating on him. He went to find the man, and he did. That man was desperate. He knew that he was caught, dead to rights.
That's right. And with prison staring him in the face, he took the only way out. He killed Wyatt. It's terrible. Terrible to tell you this way, Dorothy, but your father's dead.
Dead?
Yes, he's been dead for 3 months.
Oh, dead! Oh, no! Oh,
darling, don't cry. Please. I know it's terrible, but isn't it really better this way?
Oh, Andy! Andy!
You better take her home, Andy.
Yes, Mrs. Charles. Come on, darling.
Let them out, Inspector.
This is absurd. How can Clyde be dead? You said for yourself you saw him last night.
So I did. I saw him lying face down, dead, in a shop.
You mean that body was...
Was Wyatt's.
Perfectly absurd.
And the murderer's right here, sitting at this table.
You're not going to keep us in the dark, are you? Tell us who it is.
I don't know. I'll tell you as much as I know.
Yes, everyone, go right on eating. This murderer is a very clever man. He studied everything quite carefully. You'd understand that, wouldn't you, Gilbert?
What? Yes. No. What do you mean?
Nora, you're the one who figured this whole messy thing out. Why don't you tell him?
Why, yes, of course I will. He planned the whole thing beautifully. After he killed Wyatt, he sent a wire to Macaulay using Wyatt's name and told him to shut up the shop. He then destroyed all of Wyatt's clothes with the exception of his watch chain. He figured that someday that might come in handy. Then he took Wyatt's body and left it in the shop with another man's clothes to throw us off the track. Morelli, would you mind holding your knife another way? You're worrying Gilbert.
If that knife is missing, I'll look for it in your back.
After our hero had killed Wyatt, he got a brilliant idea. He realized that he and Julia could still collect money. Our dinner guest even wrote letters to Macaulay, signing Wyatt's name so that Macaulay could continue to send the money to Julia. Do you remember Macaulay?
But it must have been Wyatt. I should have known it wasn't his voice.
That same afternoon, Julia telephoned him. She said that you were coming, Mimi, to ask about Wyatt. He got terrified. He was afraid that Julia would break down and tell. So he went to Julia and killed her and left Wyatt's watch chain in her hand.
Is that true?
I don't know.
Why are you saying it?
It's the only way that makes sense. As I was saying, his plan was still working beautifully. Wyatt was established as being in town. The watch chain was handed over, with a slight delay, to the police. Mimi is the only one at the table who can tell us who the real murderer is. Mimi, who was it that told you to say you'd seen Wyatt?
Nobody told me. I did see him.
What did he pay you, Mimi, to stick to that story?
It isn't a story. It's true. I did see Wyatt. He's not dead.
You're lying, Mimi. But then you'd do anything for money. You're getting a good price for saying you saw Wyatt, and you figured you won't get anything if he's dead.
I'm not going to stay here and be insulted.
Sit down. You're getting a good price, Mimi, but don't forget this. Two other people were in with him on this deal. Julia and some guy named Nunheim. When he thought they might spill something, he bumped them off. You ought to know darn well that he's not going to take any chances on you. What do you want to do? Be next on his list?
No, no.
Then who is he? Who paid you that money?
Oh, Macaulay.
Why, you dirty little...
Boy, oh boy, what a wallop. Hey, nice work, Mr. Charles.
There's your man, Inspector. Mr. Macaulay.
I can't believe it.
What do you want us to do, wrap him up in cellophane? Pick him up and get him the heck out of here.
Come on, boys. Grab him.
Nick, you took him. I knew you would.
Yeah, another case like this, and I'd have thought I was in a prize fight.
Aw, oh, Nicky, you're grand. You're glorious.
I'll bet you say that to all the boys.
And that's our latest edition of Nick and Nora Charles, starring Susan Lean as Nora and Joe Van Holly as Nick, along with members of the 91.1 Players. And now the WGTD Radio Theater brings you another exciting adventure of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator, yours truly,
Johnny Dollar. Johnny Dollar.
Dollar, this is Raymond Tilson.
Tilson?
Yes, yes, Eastern Liability and Trust.
Well, what can I do for you, sir?
Can you come over here and see me right away?
You mean you're in your office at this time of the night?
No, 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 no. At my apartment, 4A at the Kernsley Arms.
Well, what sort of matter would you like me to investigate, Mr. Tilson?
No, no, there's no matter. Not yet, that is. But that doesn't make any difference. I must see you.
Well, look, Mr. Tilson.
Right away, please.
Well, unless I have some idea what your problem is.
Good heavens, man. Can't you see this is urgent and important?
Well, it certainly sounds like it.
Well, then come immediately. 4A at the Kernsley Arms.
Look, mister. Hello? Hello? Expense account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar for Eastern Liability and Trust Home Office, Hartford, Connecticut. The following is an account of expense incurred during my investigation of... I don't understand... matter. Raymond Tilson was new to me. I'd never even heard of the man, but Eastern Liability and Trust was an old and generous client, so in spite of the fact that it was after 11 p.m., I put on my shirt and tie and spent, item one, $4.70 for a tank of gas and drove across town to the Kernsley Arms. It's not the newest of apartment buildings, and after riding up a shaky old elevator, I landed with a hard thump on the fourth floor. The hallway had a single fly-infested bulb at the far end and smelled of old cigars. Now, let's see. Tilson said 4A. No, oh, here we are. The door was not locked. In fact, it was slightly open. Oh, excuse me, miss. I must have come to the wrong apartment. Miss? The young lady sitting by the window was about 25, brunette and beautiful. There was no sign of breathing. Her chest was perfectly still, and above the pocket of her silk blouse was an ugly hole with a powder burn on it. I didn't touch her, but I looked around for a telephone. Can't find a switch in here. Ah, there we are. Here's a telephone.
Don't turn around. I have a gun.
Well, I'll take your word for it.
You shouldn't have come, Dollar. It shouldn't have come!
It must have been along about dawn when I finally came to. Somehow I managed to reach over and pick up the phone and call the police before collapsing again, this time on the bed.
This is the police. Open up in there.
Coming.
Well, well, it's you, huh?
Yeah, now listen, officer.
Now, don't tell me the great Johnny Dollar has to beg for help from us poor guys on the force.
I said, listen, officer, there's been a murder here.
No kidding. Murder?
That's right. See for yourself. It's this girl right over here.
What girl?
She was here, I'm sure of it. Right here in the chair.
Who?
A girl, I tell you. A brunette. A young, good-looking brunette.
And she was dead, huh?
Yes, she... Where is she now?
Now, you tell me, Johnny.
I'll tell you, she was lying right there in that chair.
When?
Last night when I came here.
Yeah? What time?
I don't know. Sometime after 11.
Had a date with her, huh?
I don't know who she was.
Ah, she was that kind of girl, huh?
Look, when I came in here, she was... What's the matter with you? Don't you believe me?
So what really happened? You tie one on and dream it all up?
No!
Yeah, sure look it. Do you see any sign of her around here? No perfume, no cigarette butts with lipstick, no nothing. Sitting right here, huh? In that chair, huh?
Yes!
Then how come this lamp isn't on?
I don't know.
You didn't turn it off, Dollar.
Nope. Wait a minute, I remember now. It wasn't on before. That's why I didn't notice it at first when I came in the door.
Well, didn't she let you in?
No.
Then who did?
Nobody.
Oh, come off it, Dollar. Okay, how was she killed? You answer me that.
It was a bullet just above her heart.
Really? You don't say.
Listen to me, officer.
Why don't you listen to me, huh? What kind of gag is this? What are you trying to do? What's this all about? Well?
I wish I knew. I stopped in the office of the building superintendent before I left the place.
Yes, sir. Apartment 4A is leased by Mr. Tilson, all right, but what's in your business?
Well, that depends.
And what was the policeman doing here? And why did he talk to you that way when he left? Who are you?
Don't worry about it.
Just a minute, young man. Don't you walk out on me.
I climbed back into my car and drove to the Superior Building to the office of Mr. Tilson, who started all this. And of course, yeah, he does have a gun. I'm Johnny Dollar.
Dollar, did you say?
That's right, Johnny Dollar, Mr. Tilson.
You're an insurance investigator, aren't you?
Sure, when I'm not collecting funeral money for a brunette.
When you're what?
Don't play it so cool. Let me start with that phone call you made to me.
To you?
Yes, to me.
I didn't even know when, Mr. Dollar.
Last night, 11 o'clock. What call did you think I was talking about?
But I didn't, Mr. Dollar. The only phone calls I made here in New Haven were yesterday afternoon.
Oh, they were, huh? Then how come I recognize your voice? Wait a minute, did you say New Haven?
Yes, I spent all of yesterday and last night in New Haven.
You mean to say that you weren't at your apartment in the Crimsley Arms last night?
I told you I was in New Haven.
Why?
Now look here, Mr. Dollar. Would you please tell me what this is all about?
I asked you a question.
Very well. I was visiting my mother. It was her birthday.
Your mother, huh?
Yes.
Where does she live in New Haven?
Little house at 1034 Camp Lake Avenue. Why all these questions?
You don't know?
No, I... Believe me, Mr. Dollar. Believe me, please.
You really mean that you don't know Mr. Tilson?
Of course I do. I simply don't understand this, Mr. Dollar. Is there something wrong?
Yes, very wrong. I was sure of that voice. It was the same one I heard on the phone. Item 3, $2 even. Train fare to New Haven, then a taxi to the address on Camp Lake Avenue. It was a large, rather nice, but very old-fashioned home. A kindly, gentle, gray-haired lady invited me in.
Well, yes, Mr. Dollar. I was 87 yesterday, and it was so nice to have one of my boys with me on my birthday.
Of course.
Raymond's in the insurance business. He took the whole day off just to come and be with me. Now, wasn't that nice?
Oh, yes, it was indeed. Now, tell me, when did he leave you, Mrs. Tilson?
Oh, he stayed here with me, here until after supper. You see, he brought me a lovely birthday cake. Wouldn't you like a piece of it? It's very delicious. It has a wonderful vanilla cream frosting, and it even has coconut.
Oh, no. Thank you very much. Funny, he had time.
Oh, for what?
To get back to Hartford to his apartment to call me and then...
Yes, and what, Mr. Dollar?
Nothing. Nothing that you need to worry about. Thank you, Mrs. Tilson. As I walked out to hail a taxi, a car pulled up to the curb. One look at the driver as she climbed out of the car stopped me in my tracks. She was a dead ringer for the girl I found murdered in Ray Tilson's apartment. Same age, height, figure, everything. Except she was blonde.
Well, why the big eye, mister? Is my mascara running or something?
Huh? Oh, no, miss. I'm sorry. It's just... Are you going to see Mrs. Tilson?
Well, I don't know if that's any of your business, but yes I am. I'm sort of an old friend of the family.
Oh?
My name's Clara. What's yours?
Johnny Dollar. But tell me...
Johnny Dollar? The investigator?
That's right.
Oh, thank goodness. I want to talk to you, Johnny.
Well, that makes us even, then, because I'd like to talk to you.
No, I mean about something very important.
Oh, so do I.
Look, There's a little bar and grill around the corner. Danny's place? Maybe over a drink, huh?
Yeah, why not? Stepping into the gloomy interior of Danny's place after the bright sunlight was like suddenly stepping into the middle of midnight. By the time I had clumsily stumbled against a table near the door... No, sorry.
I know it's kind of dark in here. Oh, and certainly empty, too.
At the end of the bar sat one lone customer, his back towards us. There was no sign of a bartender.
Here, Johnny. We can take this table right here.
Yeah, all right. What happened? Did he run out of electricity in this place?
Certainly looks like it.
A little bit of light might help answer a few questions for me.
Questions, Johnny?
Yes, Clara. Like, how you happened to show up at Mrs. Tilson's just as I was leaving.
But I told you, Johnny.
Because you trailed me down here from Hartford, maybe?
Trailed you?
Because you figured maybe I'm onto something. You might be better off playing on my side.
Johnny, I don't know what you're talking about.
Now, wait a minute. A trap for me? Is that it? And who's that lone customer sitting there at the end of the bar? A friend of yours?
Johnny Dollar. I don't know what you're talking about.
No? Then what happened to the silk blouse with the phony bullet hole above the pocket and the powder burns? And am I keeping an eye on that guy at the end of the bar? Well, Clara?
Phony bullet hole? Powder burn?
Yes, to make you look dead.
Oh, but that doesn't make any sense. Where, when, and what are you talking about?
Now, come on now, quit stalling around and take off the blonde wig, because it is a wig, isn't it? And you are about the same as the girl I found supposedly murdered.
Okay, okay. So the hair isn't real, but this is, Johnny.
I see.
No, no, no. Don't go after yours, and don't move.
You make a practice of waving a .38 caliber detective pistol at people?
Yes, when I need to. And right now is one of those times. Now don't move and don't turn around.
The boyfriend, huh?
Okay, Tilly, it's okay now. You can come over and finish him off.
Yeah, just keep the gun on him, Clara.
Not if this table isn't glued to the floor.
No, Tilly!
He's out cold, Clara. Now, give me that gun, Clara. Give it to me.
Okay, Johnny, here.
Hey, Johnny.
Officer, I was hoping you'd show up about now.
Something told me, Dollar, that I'd better follow you tonight.
I see.
Well, lucky for you, I'm always keeping an eye on this joint.
Thanks, officer. Plane filed. Expense on account item 5, same as item 2. Transportation back to Hartford. Total $84.15. Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
And this has been the WGTD Radio Theater, featuring the adventures of Nick and Nora Charles, and also yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Our stars in alphabetical order were Mike Bovito, Rene Bouchel, Vicky Dumay, Todd Eaves, Brett Hodeck, Susan Lean, Larry Rowe, Joe Van Hulley, and Kathy Zolke. Our director today was Vicky Dumay. Our director of sounds and sound effects, rather, Barb Tyla. Audio engineer, Chuck Janzer. And our radio engineer was Dave Janzer. Support for the WGTD Radio Theater comes from the Kenosha Law Firm of Aaliyah Dumay and McTernan, the Kenosha Public Libraries, and the not-for-profit Brown OSHA Performing Arts Foundation. Be sure to join us on Saturday, June 22nd, right here at the Kenosha Public Branch Library at 7979 38th Avenue. We'll be featuring Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's Sherlock Holmes. And we'll include young Sherlock, Charlotte Holmes, Mycroft Holmes, Dr. Watson, Professor Moriarty, and of course our favorite detective of all time, the great detective himself, Sherlock Holmes. That's Saturday morning, June 22nd at 11:15. For the WGTD Radio Theater, I'm Steve Brown. And you're listening to WGTD HD, serving Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva.